The time is 7:04 a.m. This is Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith.
Today I'm announcing that we will not be moving to Phase 3 when the order expires at the end of this week, and instead we will remain in Phase 2.
That was Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards during his COVID-19 update yesterday. The reasons he cited for holding back on further lifting reopening restrictions is because Louisiana has shown a spike in COVID-19, surpassing more than 50,000 confirmed cases and 3,000 deaths. Edwards explained that Louisiana is among the top 15 states showing an increase in COVID-19 infections. Edwards did share some frustration at the news as he felt the recent spikes in illness could have been prevented.
The fact of the matter is, with the mitigation measures that we've had in place, it is also very clear to me that if we were doing a better job as a state collectively of adhering to those mitigation measures, we would not be seeing the case growth that we're seeing today.
Edwards was referring to the recommendations by the Centers for Disease Control, such as wearing face masks, 6-foot distancing, and avoiding large social gatherings. Health officials have traced recent outbreaks to bar patrons at the area known as Tigerland near LSU in Baton Rouge and at a graduation party in New Orleans. Edwards did express concerns that younger people weren't taking mitigation measures seriously and could be asymptomatic spreaders of the disease, thinking they are at less risk.
Especially when these young people interact with, go home to, older people, including their parents and their grandparents and so forth. And many of the people who come into contact with these young folks are, in fact, in the vulnerable population.
Edwards acknowledged that while more COVID-19 cases were expected due to increased testing, he did say that the results, along with increasing hospitalizations, show the illness trending upward thanks mostly to community spread. As for the possibility for COVID-19 to slow up with higher summer temperatures, the governor had this to say.
Some had hoped, thought, believed that this virus would sort of go away once we got to the summer. It is very clear that is not happening.
So for the next 28 days, the state of Louisiana will keep in place the current limitations on restaurants, bars, and retailers enacted on June 5th, which were set to expire Friday. The surge in COVID-19 case numbers in Texas isn't slowing down that state's reopening. Yesterday, Republican Governor Greg Abbott prescribed an emphasis on face coverings and social distancing to curtail sobering trends, which include hospitalization rates that have doubled since Memorial Day. He says his goal is to keep the Lone Star State open while slowing the spread of COVID-19, but if COVID-19 numbers continue to hit record highs, he's not ruling out scaling back some of Texas's reopening.
If we were to experience another doubling of those numbers over the next month, that would mean that we are in an urgent situation where tougher actions will be required to make sure that we do contain the spread of COVID-19.
Governor Abbott is strongly encouraging people to wear masks and to keep up with other COVID-19 guidelines. There are now more than 114,000 confirmed cases in Texas. This is Red River Radio News.